Welcome to Popular Wiki of the Day, spotlighting Wikipedia's most visited pages, giving you a peek into what the world is curious about today. With 364,690 views on Tuesday, May 27, 2025, our article of the day is Emmanuel Macron. Emmanuel Jean-Michel Frédéric Macron, Emmanuel Mach, born December 21, 1977, is a French politician who has served as President of France and Co-Prince of Andorra since 2017. He was Minister of Economics, Industry and Digital Affairs under President François Hollande between 2014 and 2016. He has been a member of Renaissance since he founded it in 2016. Born in Amiens, Macron studied philosophy at Paris Nanterre University. He completed a master's degree in public affairs at Sciences Po and graduated from the École Nationale d'Administration in 2004. He worked as a senior civil servant at the Inspectorate General of Finances and investment banker at Rothschild & Company, appointed Élysée Deputy Secretary General by President Hollande after the 2012 election. Macron was a senior advisor to Hollande. Appointed economics minister in 2014, in the second Valls government, he led several business-friendly reforms. He resigned in 2016, to launch his 2017 presidential campaign. A member of the Socialist Party between 2006-09, he ran in the election under the banner of En Marche, a centrist and pro-European political movement he founded in 2016. Partly due to the Filin affair, Macron was elected president in May 2017 with 66% of the vote in the second round, defeating Marine Le Pen of the National Front. Aged 39, he became the youngest president in French history. In the 2017 legislative election, his party, renamed La République En Marche, LREM, secured a majority in the National Assembly. Macron was elected to a second term in the 2022 presidential election, again defeating Le Pen, becoming the first French presidential candidate to win re-election since Jacques Chirac in 2002. Macron's centrist coalition lost its majority in the 2022 legislative election, resulting in a hung parliament and formation of France's first minority government since 1993. In 2024, Macron appointed Gabriel Attal as prime minister, after a government crisis. Following overwhelming defeat at the 2024 European Parliament elections, Macron dissolved the National Assembly and called for a snap legislative election, which resulted in another hung parliament and electoral defeat for his coalition. 2 months afterwards, Macron appointed Michel Barnier, a conservative and former chief Brexit negotiator, as prime minister. Only 3 months in, Barnier was toppled by a historic vote of no confidence, prompting Macron to replace him with centrist veteran François Bayrou. During his presidency, Macron has overseen reforms to labor laws, taxation, and pensions, and pursued a renewable energy transition. Dubbed president of the rich by opponents, increasing protests against his reforms, culminating in 2018 to 2020 with the Yellow Vests protests and the pension reform strike. In foreign policy, he called for reforms to the European Union, EU, and signed treaties with Italy and Germany. Macron conducted €40 billion in trade and business agreements with China during the China-United States trade war and oversaw a dispute with Australia and the US over the AUKUS security pact. From 2020, he led France's response to the COVID pandemic and vaccination rollout. In 2023, the government of his prime minister, Elisabeth Borne, passed legislation raising the retirement age from 62 to 64. This led to public sector strikes and violent protests. He continued Operation Chamel in the war against the Islamic State and joined in the international condemnation of the Russian invasion of Ukraine. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 1:24 UTC on Wednesday, May 28, 2025. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Emmanuel Macron. This podcast uses content from Wikipedia under the Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit our archives at wikioftheday.com and subscribe to stay updated on new episodes. Follow us on Mastodon at wikioftheday@masto.ai. Also check out Curmudgeon's Corner, a current events podcast. Until next time, I'm Neural Joey.